these little kiddos, I like to call them the kiddos, around 4 and 5 years old, they're just exploring the world for the first time. They'll understand cancer as not feeling very well and not being happy that they can't go out to play. But they look to their parents if they're angry, if they're sad, if they're nervous, and they take on whatever the parents are experiencing of their cancer.
In our series, Growing Up After Cancer, we spend a lot of time with Jude Kobler. And Jude got cancer when he was 6 years old. Now, 5 years after recovering, he still has some fears of getting sick.
If there's Germex in the room and someone's coughing, I'll just walk right up to it and grab it and just start washing my hands. And then if there's someone coughing next to me, I slide to the left a little. I'm really cautious at school.
Do a lot of kids handle that fear by avoiding other sick people or by trying to stay away from germs?
Cancer, for anyone, they're cells of the body that would normally be generative and healthy have mutated. And there is something about having cancer that is ever present in your mind, that once you've overcome the cancer, you want to make sure that you're doing everything in your power. So there's this hypervigilance, this control to make sure that you're doing everything to take care of yourself. Okay. So I think parents should just be aware of, if the fears of contamination start affecting a child's functioning, preemptively perhaps have a child go to see a psychologist, not for long periods of time, but just to nip it in the bud, because as a psycho-oncologist, I see patients that struggled with cancer at 5 years old that will come to me in their 20s, having not worked through these fears of contamination, and now it has become debilitating. Mm. And now they struggle with obsessive compulsive disorder, or they struggle with issues that were left unattended.
Now, another childhood cancer survivor, Cindy Sakirki, had Hodgkin's disease as a teenager, and she's now 58 years old, and her fears are also still there.
One of my oncologists later told me that all cancer survivors are paranoid. And I scoffed at that idea, and then I realized that there was some truth in that. Because after dealing with something like the Hodgkin's, any little lump or bump suddenly took on a magnitude that it didn't have before.
How might her experience growing up with cancer be different than Jude's, since she was about 10 years older than he was during treatment? She was about 16 and Jude was around 6.
Teenagers will experience cancer, maybe some similarities to an 8 or a 10-year-old, but different in the fact that stress will trigger a stress hormone called cortisol. Cortisol then working together with estrogen that females are having coursed through their bodies as a teenager will spike this traumatic stress even more. On top of that, we have identity issues. So she's trying to find her own sense of identity in the world. All of these biopsychosocial underpinnings will impact how cancer develops this sort of post-traumatic stress in the body, the mind, and the spirit of a teenager. But what I want to underscore, not only just the post-traumatic stress, but also the post-traumatic growth, that they have learned a sense of resiliency, a sense of overcoming. Their sense of identity becomes stronger. You can learn something from the cancer. You can learn how to make it meaningful and purposeful to how you can then move on in your life, having been so courageous to have struggled with it and overcome it.
That's Shannon Pepito. She's a clinical psychologist, psycho-oncologist, and behavioral health consultant at Baylor's Sammons Cancer Center in Dallas. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.